you are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
The Mark Simone Show.
Mr. New York.
710 WOR.
How long was that break? I went and got coffee. I was in the kitchen. I hung out in the newsroom. I was talking to Jim Kerr out there for 5 minutes. How long was that break? We're a little too popular. Too many commercials here. Anyway, with us right now, the brilliant Steve Moore, the great economist. Hey, he runs the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. Every day they put out a daily briefing, the best stories, the best analysis. Sign up for it. It'll come free to your email every day. Just go to committeetounleashprosperity.com, committeetounleashprosperity.com. Steve Moore, how you doing?
Hi, Mark. So good to be with you. I'm doing well. I think things are going well for Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans and the Congress. I think they're winning this big fight against Biden on the debt ceiling. You know, they hold all the cards. And did you see that more Americans would rather default on the debt than go along with Biden's idea of just having a clean debt ceiling bill where we give them an unlimited credit card? So I think it looks like we are going to get a deal. I think it's going to be a good deal. It'll shave some of this excessive spending, which is, I think, a clear and present danger to the American economy.
Yeah. And when they tell you if we go past the default deadline, 10 minutes past it, the whole economy collapses, the country will shut down, none of that's true, is it?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, the rhetoric that comes out of Washington with respect to, oh, God, the sky is going to fall, we're going to have an Armageddon. You know, here's the situation. I like what Stanley Druckenmiller, you know, one of the top, investors said, that you're sitting on a beach, right, Mark, and you got a 30-foot wave coming, and that's the debt ceiling. And then behind that 30-foot wave is a 600-foot wave, which is the debt itself, you know, which is, by the way, just is right about now passing $32 trillion. When I first came to Washington, the debt was $2 trillion. Now it's $32 trillion, headed to $50 trillion. I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, Independent, Libertarian, you know, Socialist, you know, having a $52 trillion debt, which is where we're headed if we don't fix this thing, I think would be financially catastrophic. And I think most Americans get this. Even a majority of Democrats want to see some spending cuts.
Yeah, obviously. When they say it would kill Social Security, Medicare, none of that is true. The cuts would be in those fluffy, unnecessary programs, those silly things, all that pork.
Well, I'll give you a couple examples, Mark. First of all, there is, I love this, there's almost $500 billion of unspent COVID money, you know, $500 billion. And the Democrats want to spend that money. They want to treat like it's a cookie jar that they can just reach in there and use it for whatever they want. As far as I'm concerned, COVID ended 2 years ago. And here's another one. There's a $300 billion green energy. Do we really need $300 billion green energy programs? I thought they were so efficient. Why do they need all that government money, Mark?
Well, they need it to get those hand trucks to come take your refrigerator away and to take your stove from you and tow your car away and make you buy an electric car.
And by the way, have you heard the latest that it's no longer going to be called the BATF? Have you heard about this?
No.
They're going to call it the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, Dishwasher, washers and dryers, and light bulbs.
Hey, all those LED bulbs, I just found out the other day, because they won't work in a lot. And then I was told you got to switch the dimmers to LED dimmers. If you got a dimmer on your switch, it won't read the new bulbs. So that's a lot of wiring that has to be done. They never tell you all this stuff. So,
and I love this story. You know, we had it in the hotline the other day that the California, they have this ban on the gas stoves as it's coming to a town near you. And except guess what? The top chefs in California at the five-star restaurants, they get to continue to use the gas stoves. It's just me and you that can't use a gas stove.
Well, they haven't thought that through. A restaurant cannot use an electric stove. A real chef has to have a gas stove for all kinds of
cooking. Exactly. Right. Because food tastes better when it's on a gas stove, right? I mean, you know, when you get the flame and it just tastes better. I'll tell you, my wife, you know, she got so angry about this idea that she can't cook with a gas stove. It's like,
yeah, they haven't thought this through, because that would mean you'd have to buy an existing restaurant. The only place you could have gas.
Requiring us to use.
Yeah.
The flush toilets that wouldn't flush. You know, to save water, we're going to use flush toilets that don't work. And by the way, the washers and dryers, you know, and the dishwashers, you have to run through the cycle twice to get your dishes clean. How does that save water?
No, it's ridiculous. Absolutely. That's government at its most typical. Hey, let me ask you quickly. I don't know if you followed Ron DeSantis and his big interviews and announcements last night. He's basically saying, I'm Trump without any personality. Isn't that it?
Well, you know, I love Ron DeSantis. He's been an incredible governor. I mean, fantastic governor, what he's done in Florida. It's the fastest growing state in the country with the most jobs. You know, it's just amazing the economic development that's going on there. So, you know, who wouldn't like Ron DeSantis to do for America what he's done for Florida? So, you know, my attitude is, we got two great candidates in Donald Trump, who rebuilt the economy once and he would do it again, or Ron DeSantis. Look, I want to see it play out. I want to see these guys all on the stage and see what they have to say. And, you know, Vivek is making some noise. And you know, I love Tim Scott. You know, let's make America a land of opportunity again for everyone of all races and all colors and all creeds. And, you know, so I think the Republicans have a deep talent pool. I don't see a lot of talent on the Democratic side.
No. Hey, Tim Scott made such an important point. He was talking to African Americans. He said, your biggest problem is the teachers union, and their shenanigans have lowered the quality of education. Nothing is hurting your community more than this poor education. Don't you think that should have been picked up on by everybody?
Yeah, I think, look, the good news here, though, I got to tell you, Mark, is we now have 12 states this year. It looks like we're going to have, by the end of the year, we'll have real school choice, where Black and Hispanic and low-income parents and middle-income kids could go to a Catholic school, could go to a religious school, could go to a math school or a science school or a Montessori school, anything that works for them. And you know what, Mark? I think that's the best thing we could do for public education in America. You know what? A little competition is a good thing. Don't you think, Mark? You know, let's let the public schools compete. I think that would improve their performance. You look at New York, and half the kids in the New York public school system can't even read or do math at grade level proficiency. It's an outrage.
Yeah. Again, the teachers union. You can't fire the bad teachers. You can't make the changes you need. And nothing has hurt the minority communities more than total lack of education there. So, Steve Moore, inflation.
Child abuse, what's going on in those schools. Yeah. I mean, why would we send why would we force kids to go to schools in places like Chicago, where none of the kids can read or write or do math? I mean, it's an outrage, and everyone should be complaining about that.
Yeah. It's a huge issue. Hey, well, we're out of time, but everybody get Steve Moore's book, Govzilla. Excellent book. Read his columns. And this is important. The Committee to Unleash Prosperity puts out the best daily briefing, best stories, topics, analysis. Really good stuff. It's free. It'll come right to your email every day. Go sign up. CommitteeToUnleashProsperity.com. Steve Moore, thanks for being with us.
All right, Mark. Good to be with you. Take care.
All right. Take care. We got to do something about the phones, too. Forget the new different types of toilets. And how about if you really want to do something, make them fix those. You can do anything on the phone. You can watch a movie. You can take pictures, but you can't get a clear phone call anymore. Hey, check out the webpage. Now, do you realize how much Ron DeSantis has copied Donald Trump? Even his hand gestures, his move. Watch this side-by-side video. You'll be shocked at how much he's copied Trump. Also, he is the new John Kasich. Kasich was exactly the same phenomenon in 2016. Take a look at this video. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
The COVID emergency. emergency's over, but do I still need a shot? How will the immigration crisis continue to impact the tri-state? How much higher will gas prices go for the summer?
You have questions.
We'll get answers. 710 WOR.
Hey, get ready for the first ever iHeartRadio Access Day. We'll give you access to all kinds of great stuff, national, local brands, awesome experiences. You'll see Lionel Richie. You could also see Earth, Wind, and Fire on tour. You could have Chef Tyler Florence prepare a meal for you. You could win a one-year subscription to iHeartRadio All Access. You can register now. This is going to go live on Thursday, June 1st, but register now. Go to iHeartRadioAccessDay.com. iHeartRadioAccessDay.com. You know, MyPillow makes all these great products. One of the most popular is the MyPillow mattress topper. You put this on top of your mattress. It's amazingly comfortable, gives you great support. In fact, if you don't like your mattress or you think it's getting saggy or lumpy or old and you don't want to spend all the money for a new mattress, a MyPillow mattress topper basically gives you a whole new mattress for a lot less money. So besides the great nano coil support and the foam and the support foam, it just feels great. The new MyPillow mattress topper 2.0 has that fiber technology. So to keep your body temperature just the right temperature all night, that's another key to a good night's sleep. So you'll feel better and sleep better with a MyPillow mattress topper 2.0. Now, it's on sale. Use the code WOR. Get the sale price, and you'll get free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, and to get that special deal, use the code WOR.
Can you imagine a magical world
filled with elves and fairies
and pixies and sprites
whose only job is to make people happy?
They want to see you smile
and laugh
and sing
and dance a little.
These magical beings will...
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.